Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Is this a depopulation mechanism, the COVID shots, number one? And number two, what do you do if you've already had one of these shots? We're going to be addressing both of those issues today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, and our very special guest is Dr. Mike Yeadon, a PhD in respiratory pharmacology, former chief scientist and vice president for respiratory research and development at Pfizer, with 32 years of experience in this specific industry. So let's address the very first question, Dr. Yeadon, and that is this a depopulation result or mechanism in the pharmacology, in the toxicology components of these particular COVID shots?
Yes. I must say I started with the belief that the so-called first generation vaccines would not do that. I mean, although there have been an absurd number, a tragic number of deaths after vaccination, it wouldn't be enough to achieve depopulation. But I am now very worried that there could be effects on reproduction. So I wouldn't want to rule it out. But here's what I think. I think all of the lies, the exaggeration, exaggerated fear, the deprivation of medical treatments and the vaccines, I think it is driving us onto vaccine passports. I think the purpose of that is simply a digital ID on the basis of which complete control over us will be had. And what I worry about is that there's such repeated talk about variants, and the need for a top-up. I am dead fearful that if vaccine passports are in place first, and then these top-up jabs, honestly, biotechnology is sufficiently sophisticated that it would be possible to design a gene sequence that will kill you, say, in 3 months or 6 months, roughly, of kidney failure or of a heart attack easily. And it will be what I would call plausible deniability. There'll be no connection between you having a top-up jab and dying. And if you imagine that all the media needs to do is put about that there's a virus that causes kidney failure. Say they tell you that. And then people are requested by their vaccine passport. It says, turn up for your jab in the next 2 weeks. If you don't, your passport will become invalid and you will no longer be able to access your own life. Then people will just go and get it. And if after 3 months or 6 months, you're dying in large numbers of kidney failure, we'll think, oh, well, it's that virus that causes kidney failure. So I don't know. It's not my crime, as I say to people. But if I wanted to depopulate people without causing excessive alarm and without the finger pointing at me, plausible deniability, this is exactly the way I do it. And I can't think of any flaws with their problem, with their plan. So I would just say to you, if you've not been vaccinated, don't get vaccinated. It's not necessary. There are good treatments. You should holler until your physician gives them to you if you need them. And unless you're old and ill, you're not at great risk from the virus. If you've had COVID, do not get vaccinated. You'll probably have a worse immune reaction if you do. If you're pregnant or thinking of getting pregnant, do not get vaccinated. And do not allow your children to be vaccinated either. And for goodness sake, I will throw myself, you know, in front of the bus to stop vaccine passports coming in, because we don't need any of these precautions. This is the crazy thing. I tell people this. I beg of them. I've said, look around your world. The hospitals are not full of people with virus. They're full of people injured by vaccines. And they're not even that many. The hospitals are not very full. You can take your old life back. It's right at the fingertips, at arm's length. I can almost touch it. Stop listening to the lies from your government and the scientific advisors. Stop listening to corrupt big tech. They censor people like me. They deplatform honest scientists like me. I've never said anything public about anything until now. Why would you think, instead of having a comfortable life, why am I exhausting myself and defriending myself? It's because I can see wrong things going on. There's no motive for me to do this other than honest communication. You can take your lives back now, and you should do so. Discard your masks, stop social distancing, open your businesses, your schools, see your representatives, show them this information. They can write to me or call me. I will back you up. We must take back our freedoms. Stop being so nice and polite. When you see a lie, call it a lie.
Let me turn right now, because that brings us to toward the conclusion of this program. And I want to ask you one question, but it covers both. What do you do to try to protect yourself against COVID? That's number one. And what do you do if you've already had the shot to protect yourself against the adverse reactions from the shot?
Yeah, personally, I mean, I'm 61 and in good health. I don't do anything to protect myself against COVID. It's no big deal. It's less of a threat to me than influenza. So that's the answer. Unless you're very vulnerable, just forget about it. Forget about it. And in terms of if you already have the shots, most people who have bad reactions do have them in the first few days. So if you've been lucky and you haven't had severe problems, perhaps you're okay. If you're in the middle zone or you have got some symptoms, I would recommend trying the drugs that have been found to be useful against COVID-19 itself. That's probably as good as we can do.
And those drugs would be hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. You mentioned a third one as well.
Budesonide is another one, and also fluvoxamine.
And azithromycin, which is your Z-Pack.
That's right. It's an off-patent antibiotic, but it has anti-inflammatory effects as well. But the reason I'm coming on these shows is not really to do an education about the science and vaccines and lies and so on, but it is to tell you, if you felt this has been really weird this last 18 months, if you've got this feeling in your gut, something's not right, listen to your gut. You're absolutely right. I'm not a religious person, but I believe we're standing at the gates of hell. And if we allow the people to push these vaccines through the community, right through groups who should not be vaccinated, let alone with an experimental treatment, and then they give you a little QR code, it's the end of human freedom. And it could easily be the end of life as we know it on this earth. I am worried that's a possibility. But the very least, the very best I can offer you is totalitarian control at the hands of big tech operating an electronic vaccine passport. That's the best you can get if you don't stop them.
I have a good friend in Israel, and he visited here in the United States, and he has a QR code on his cell phone, which is his Israel vaccine passport. They call it the Green Passport. And he also has a tracking and tracing app that tracks every movement that he has, including all those people that he comes in contact with. So that's Israel. That's Israel. And so this is not China. This is Israel. So that's the kind of thing you're talking about that literally is the end of freedom. It's the same thing that Naomi Wolf here in the United States has been warning about as well.
You know, we appreciate you speaking truth, Dr. Mike, and I know you've experienced censorship already for doing that, but
Oh, yes. You
know, you can speak to others to stand up and to be willing to speak the truth just like you are, and you know all these facts about the pharmaceutical companies and all that.
Polly, you're right. Actually, if I could just take 30 seconds. I've worked with a lot of people over the last 32, 33 years, and I've got one thing to say to you. Where are you? All the people, PhDs, good graduates, business people, listen to what I've said. If you can't rebut what I've said, you must accept what I've said. You need to show some courage for your families, for your communities. You need to stand up. It's no good just leaving it to one exhausted guy here in Kent. I've been doing a year. I don't care what happens to me, but I know I'm right. We're being deceived and something awful is happening. So anyone who's ever known me, you know I'm a straightforward, honest person. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I've spotted a conspiracy. There's nothing theoretical about it. Stand up and help.
Well, thank you, Dr. Mike Eden, and thank you for standing. You have put everything on the line, 32 years in this area. You didn't need this. You're in retirement. You sold a very successful company, former chief scientist and VP for respiratory R&D at Pfizer, had a very good relationship with Pfizer, is very pro-vaccine, very pro-safe drugs, whether it's a vaccine or anything, but very much concerned rightly so, regarding these COVID shots. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for tirelessly getting out this word, because I think your message can save a lot of people now and certainly into the future. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/vaccine. I want you to do several things. Sign the petition, the facts. We're working with many state governors and legislators to stop these vaccine passports. They need to be stopped around the country. They need to be stopped around the world. They are the end of freedom. And there's much more there at lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.